historical wealth building. I'm a huge fan of history. There are plenty of ways to study history or to simply enjoy expanding your knowledge about history. But one thing about history is that it's not really history like we think. It's far from a collection of dates and events and raw data. Think of it like a newspaper story. Newspapers are businesses like everybody else. They live and die by the ads they sell. So they have to make the event sound interesting. They have to spin it to make it into a story. And every story, there are good guys and bad guys. History is essentially the same thing. Before a couple hundred years ago, most of the stuff we call history came from either eyewitness testimony or hearsay, which of course is extremely unreliable. The person recording the eyewitness testimony has their own biases. The person putting all these collected written accounts together have their own biases. Even modern doctors and pharmaceutical executives have figured out how to tilt double-blind studies in their favor. Most historians are on the side of the winners. Many have their own angle. Here's a brief example. Once a Christian missionary went up to the Vikings to see how they lived. He came back and wrote about their culture. But because he was writing to a Christian audience that very much believed that the Christians were better than the Vikings, he had a huge bias towards making the Vikings look like savages. So a lot of what we get in modern times about how the Vikings lived back then comes from dudes with a massive bias against the Vikings. But you can come up with some very broad stroke ideas about history. Empires pop up here and there and take as much stuff as they can from their neighbors. But they all have a lifespan and eventually collapse. One interesting idea is that whenever there is a very weak central government, that is when most wealth is created. This holds true all the way back to the ancient Sumerians. And when there is a very strong central government, that is when most wealth is destroyed. Now, why is this? One reason is that without a strong central government, people are kind of left to their own devices to figure out how to handle stuff. And one of our traits as humans is we do figure out how to handle stuff when we need to. The more day-to-day obstacles we face, the more creative we become in overcoming those obstacles. And it is this ever-present need to solve the never-ending stream of problems that drives our never-ending creativity. So get in the game and get some. To learn more, visit mypersuasion.com/tools.